It was only 8 days ago that we memorialized Shirley Drayton, a great feminist, social worker, mother, and friend. And after the service and reception, I flew to Chicago to see my parents. My father has been sick for a couple of months, and I desperately wanted to be by his side. My sister picked me up at Midway Airport, and we drove to our parents' house. I found Dad on the couch, miserable, with nausea and stomach cramps. Sitting together, we talked softly. He asked for ginger ale and allowed me to rub his feet. Watching the Blackhawks win Game 5 of the Stanley Cup helped him a little bit. Last summer, Dad had spinal surgery and then limped through a lengthy recovery. He never got back anywhere close to 100%, and over the last 2 months, he suffered significant pain in his abdomen. The good news is doctors ruled out many of the more dangerous problems. The bad news is they're not sure exactly what is wrong. Tomorrow morning, they will remove his gallbladder in surgery, and we hope this will provide significant relief and get him back on a good path of recovery. My pops will turn 78 in August. And over the last couple of years, we have been doing more of the caring for him than vice versa. And this is a role reversal, because all of his life, my father has been unbelievably dedicated and loving and reliable to his entire family. Now, I am not saying my father is perfect, and I have okayed this entire sermon with him. My dad and I have had plenty of hard points in our relationship where we both fantasized driving away from each other in opposite directions as far as possible. We get on each other's last nerve, and we love each other unconditionally all the way and always lie on the train tracks for each other. Anytime. This month, with our spiritual theme, Wonder, we're exploring feelings of awe and amazement. And today I invite all of us to consider how fatherhood connects us with a sense of wonder. Those of us who have fathers and those of us who are fathers can experience the wonder of giving and receiving imperfect care and love. And of course, experiencing the wonder of giving and receiving imperfect care and love are universal to our human experiences. And I want to lift up that we have situations many sad in our own community and the world where that does not exist between father and child, and especially when there's abuse, that's a whole different category where people have to protect themselves. And we lift up people who are in those situations and pray for moving on to the next chapter, healing. E.E. Cummings said something that provides spiritual wisdom for fatherhood. Once we believe in ourselves, we can risk curiosity, wonder, spontaneous delight, or any experience that reveals the human spirit. If you're reflecting on your relationship with your father or your role as a father, at some level you have to believe in yourself in order to risk curiosity or wonder or spontaneous delight. You don't have to be perfect or super incredible or think you are. You just have to know somewhere deep in your soul you have inherent dignity and worth that cannot be taken away by anyone else. You are a child of God, have the spark of the divine, and then you have the base of strength to risk. Because anytime you're going into giving and receiving care and support, you're risking getting hurt. And when you have that strength, you can experience wonder. Now, when I think of needing to be centered and strong to give and receive support, one experience that comes to my mind is dealing with tantrums. Little 2 and 3 year old people have tantrums, come completely Reasoning has nothing to do with this experience. Holding breath, screaming, thrashing. There are basically two approaches that have to be assessed contextually. One is walk away and leave that child to do what they have to do, hoping as little damage is going to happen as possible to the child or anything around him or her. And the other one is extricate the kid from the situation. Kristen, Micah, and I had our worst tantrum experience at the Field Museum in Chicago, where Micah went at least to 8 on the tantrum Richter scale for approximately 40 minutes. I said, you're going to win Wimbledon someday with this energy, man. But right now, we're going to get, so I had to carry him out of the Field Museum like a screaming sack of potatoes, and the security guards were doing their job in assessing if I was illegally abducting the child. No doubt about it. We got him out on the lawn in front of the Shedd Aquarium, and everybody, you know, barely survived and started to return towards normal breathing. We're wiping away all of our tears and, you know, realize a good hug is probably the best medicine we can figure out to start transitioning back to the life of being a human being. And I know many have had experiences like that. One thing about a tantrum is lack of predictability. You can be finishing up bedtime, sitting at a picnic table, walking into a church service, and that's connected to the fact that the roles of fatherhood are unpredictable. You never know what's going to happen next or what you're needed. And that's within the context in this era of fatherhood, ever-changing set of expectations. It's wonderful that in the last generations there's been, you know, what do dads do and not do? Conversation and experiences have been changing a lot, which I think is wonderful. Debbie Ward says she thinks it's been about 45 years since dads have been commonly attending in the labor delivery experience. So it's been a number of decades that dads in a higher percentage have been coming along to this honor and duty of delivery room accompaniment. And I think the new generations have been doing a pretty good job, and we should give everybody's doing better with how that happens. It's a blessing for all. And of course, we mess up. The men, it's a good example. Changing expectations. Maybe the guys aren't as good at doing this as we would like to yet. Two examples Kristen brings up is one time, I think she was in contractions. It's about 11:30, and the Phillies were in the bottom of the 9th with the Cubs, and I was watching the game very intensively. And shortly thereafter, I fell asleep standing up like a horse. And Kristen rightly was not pleased with me during either of those moments. So I was imperfect. There's a lot of other ways dads are imperfect. Whether you're thinking about your father or being a father, there are always plenty of examples of poorly shaped strategies and mistaken efforts. Stephen Lewis has a checklist for if you're a wimpy dad. You're probably a wimpy dad if you're not sure if it's right to punish your child for painting the living room wall because you don't want to stifle his creativity. You're probably a wimpy dad if you ask your child to set up the table, she says in a minute and walks out of the room. Or there are other examples of being too stiff if your child asks every other adult that he can find for a treat or an activity because he knows you always say no. We are imperfect. We give thanks for those times when we make it through the confusing expectations and the imperfections of people and make it to the times of receiving good enough parenting. Of course, it's not always good enough. We humans are complex and full of contradictions. We have pain and joy. We have faith and jealousy. Fatherhood, when we're doing it at our best, whatever angle we come at it in from, is an exercise in humility. Humus means we're part of the earth. It's the same root word of humility. Got to be down to earth to be in a good position to see, touch, hear, and feel all the glorious, wondrous examples of a love beyond belief that is quite often nothing like what you expected. Many times it's not what you want, but it's the love you get, and it's wondrous from the world. The son says dad, he wants it to be just like his dad. He didn't say to his dad, "Dad, you're the best model of fatherhood ever." He said he wants to wear a belt every day. But hugging and hanging out after your friend's funeral is as good as it gets. The movie I Am Sam contains great stories of how humility is so essential for us as a society to approach the wonder of fatherhood. I Am Sam. Sean Penn plays Sam. Great flick. Can't see this flick too many times. Penn is the mentally challenged father of the 6-year-old girl played by Dakota Fanning. The state wants to take the girl away from her father because he will not have the cognitive skills to mentor her past 7. He won't know how to teach her algebra or reading or social studies in the higher grades. And the father, the daughter, a lawyer, and caring professionals explore what is critical in parenting. Those cognitive skills higher up, love, being there, regardless of the conditions, it's a good conversation. It's a good exploration. Whether you are a child or a parent or a human being in a relationship of any shape or form, some days are tough to the point that you could simply decide you're checking out and taking off. But if you take yourself out of the relationship, that means you're deciding to cut off from any future wonder around exchanges, imperfect as they may be, of love and support. What if we continued on our journey as a beloved community that help each other make it through the tantrums, the moments of preteens swearing they don't like their parents any longer, teenagers lying and stealing because they believe in their souls that it's their purpose in life? What if we get through the chapters of our lives where family stops communicating, calling each other, offering help? What if we help each other get to the good stuff in beloved community? Being with a dad who was invincible, reliable rock of the family, now he needs you. What if we help each other surrender till we can't fix each other and embrace the love that goes back and forth between us, opening us up to ever greater ways of realizing our humanity? There's a great children's book where the mom sings a song to the baby, and then he gets a little older. She keeps singing the same song, and he grows all the way up through his teenage and young adult life. She always sings this love lullaby to him, and then she gets older to the point of needing him, and he starts singing it to his mother and then his child. Well, fatherhood is evolving, thank the Lord. And so now I want to close by saying, I encourage us all to keep living into a world where dads can sing to sons, "I love you forever, I like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." And then we can grow into a world where sons can sing to dads, "I love you forever, I like you for always, as long as I'm living, my daddy you'll be." What if we keep living into beloved community where all around the world people can sing lullabies of peace and comfort to all? Happy Father's Day. Blessings be.